We're into the studio today with Laura Cantrell and her band. Her latest album is called Humming by the Flowered Vine, and it's a fine new collection of what Laura seems to do really well, which is write a few great songs of her own and then find some great songs to cover, whether they be country classics or from new writers, or in the case of today's session, a kind of forgotten song by Lucinda Williams that she discovered. Laura is the host of the Radio Thrift Shop on WFMU near New York City, which is kind of a gathering spot for fans of country and alternative country in the city. She starts off with a song called 14th Street, and I asked Laura where this song comes from.
Yes, that one was written by a lady named Emily Spray, and she's a local writer. She actually has moved from Portland many years ago, and I've known her for years. And I always loved this song because I thought it did sort of capture this kind of awkward moment in a New Yorker's life of, maybe bumping into somebody you're not sure if you want to encounter or not on the street. And so I thought it was a real charmer.
Definitely. So you can do that one to get things going?
Sure.
I see you walking up 14th Street. You don't know that I'm walking right behind you, walking real slow. Once we get started, we have to see it through. See you on the street, you kiss my cheek, my knees go weak. It's clear you got nothing to lose while I'm losing sleep. I see you walking up 14th Street. Behind you, almost in your shadow, maybe one step or two, and I'd be walking next to you, not counting the blocks between me and you. See you on the street, you kiss my cheek.
Laura Cantrell is our guest. She has a new album called Humming by the Flowered Vine, and a beautiful hummingbird on the cover. And that is a song written by Emily Spray called 14th Street. And 14th Street in New York City I always figured 23rd is kind of important. 14th is kind of important, right?
Well, 14th is where Union Square is, right in the middle of 14th Street, in the middle of Manhattan. To me, it's sort of the kind of uptown downtown divide. It's sort of where the Lower East Side begins below 14th Street, and the Village is beneath on the west side. So, you know, it has kind of the city sort of changes after you go below 14th Street. It's also a big transportation hub. A lot of trains come and go through there, and it's just, you know, you sort of have to pass through there if you live in Brooklyn or you kind of come in from somewhere else. So
if you're a downtown kind of person, you might meet an uptown.
Right.
Yeah, they might be on the street there.
I had a girlfriend once who said for her birthday she wanted to just make sure she went above 14th Street somewhere. You know, you can get kind of stuck down there.
Indeed. Well, you should give credit to who's in the room with us today. Who's playing?
I would love to do that. We have Mr. Mark Spencer on guitar and singing, and he's going to play a beautiful Weisenborn guitar in a little bit here. Mr. Jimmy Ryan on the mandolin is also going to sing with us today, and Jeremy Chatsky on the beautiful upright bass.
One of the things on this album, we're talking about songs that other folks have written on here, a Lucinda Williams song that I know nothing about. Where did this one come from?
This song was a song that Lucinda wrote when she was living in New York briefly in the early 80s. A friend of mine, Nick Hill, who is an old WFMU DJ, had been friends with Lucinda back at that time, and he had in a dusty box in the depth of his basement some old cassettes of songs that she had given him. And so he kept saying to me, you've got to hear these songs. And finally I made him go down into the basement and retrieve them for me. And this particular song jumped out at me because it's got a very sweet kind of sentiment. It's sort of classic Lucinda in that the sort of pathos that she just is able to write with, just it was all there. But the setting was New York, and I thought that was unique for one of her songs, and that it might also fit in with some of the setting of the other songs that I had chosen to record for the album. So, you know, we only took about half a second after listening to it that I knew I wanted to try to record it.
Were there any other demos of things that she'd gone on to record herself? Or
Not in the particular batch that I got. And it was a really cool demo, too. It had Taj Mahal on it and Maria Muldaur singing with her. Yeah, it was really, really cool stuff.
Well, this is a nice song. This is called Letters.
Used to take the subway to 42nd and Broadway. Check my downtown mailbox. Check my downtown mailbox. Always felt much better when I got me a letter in my downtown mailbox. In my downtown. Send it to me when you want to reach me. Might be in California, New York City, or Nashville, Tennessee. Baby and I had a fight. I couldn't sleep last night. Thought he didn't want me no more. Thought he didn't want me no more. table, not much food on the table, and I was feeling pretty low. Whoa. I heard a knock at my door. It was Western Union with a cable. Western Union with a cable.
Laura Cantrell is playing live for us today, and that is a Lucinda Williams composition called Letters. Well, there's a song of yours here called Khaki and Corduroy, and I'm trying to, which is kind of about when you moved to New York City.
Yes.
Which was when?
I actually moved to New York in 1985. Wow. To go to Columbia University. So I've just hit my 20th year, or about to, this fall in New York City, which is kind of amazing to me that that's even possible, but.
And Laura, you haven't completely lost your accent either.
No, I have not.
Haven't even gotten close.
Although there are times, I live in Queens now, and I used to work on Wall Street for a British banker. And there are times when I have no idea what accent is about to come out of my mouth.
So are you still working for the bank in the city downtown?
You know, actually, I left Bank of America 2 summers ago. And so... you know, it was a big transition for me actually to get to focus on music full time, but one that was a long time in the making. I'd, you know, been trying to kind of work that out so that I could still live in New York and afford to live there as a musician, but we finally figured it out.
But you did hang on to that for a while. You were actually a musician whose day job kind of made the other part possible.
Yeah, 3 years actually. Since 3 years after I released an album, I still worked at Bank of America. And definitely the experience of having a full-time job and knowing there was sort of a resource there to pay for my albums and recording sessions, rehearsals, all of that stuff, that it was very useful and actually made it possible. So I really think back on my Bank of America days very fondly because it helped me to make this transition.
So you everything's okay? You sleep well? You're making enough money? To...
Yeah, we're okay. Doing all right.
Good, good, good. Now, when you came to go to school, and were you, I know you were working at, I guess it's WKCR, the...
Yes, the campus station at Columbia.
And you started doing radio there. Mm-hmm. But now, did you start performing at that point, or did that come later?
About the same time, actually, because I had bands with friends of mine from the radio station, and it was really kind of the same impulse. You know, we'd be playing Leuven Brothers and Hank Williams records on the radio, and it seemed fun at a certain point to start learning some of those songs, and we played around campus in different little configurations and combos and just, you know, having fun making music.
Now, but this song really has not so much to do with the music end of it. It's just that sort of that time of life, and I think a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, just you sort of realize that you have friends that were totally dear to you at one point in your life that you very, very rarely get to see, or you know, maybe haven't seen in more than 10 or 15 years. So that was sort of the original kind of feeling of the song.
In fact, I would say people might even agree that that for many people, those are like your closest friends at that period of time.
Yeah, there's time you spend a relatively short period of time together, but they're the most intense
you
indeed. Know, kind of relationships. So,
this is Khaki and Corduroy.
In the most unlikely places.
That's Khaki and Corduroy, another one from Humming by the Flowered Vine. Laura Cantrell is here today, and a particularly pretty duet there with Jimmy Ryan and Mark Spencer on that one. All right, what do you want to do next?
I have a song of mine that is kind of, again, about, you know, having come from Nashville and come to New York many years ago, and it was sort of about going home and kind of looking around at you know, sort of old landmarks and, you know, how they, what they make you think of now, and it's called Old Downtown.
One, two, three. It's a heavy veil of tragedy.
makes it hard to breathe, hard to see. And you can trace these scars along the ground. When you're out for a walk in your old downtown. I went for a walk in my old downtown.
Another new Laura Cantrell song, and that's called Old Downtown, another one from the new album Humming by the Flowered Vine. And forgive me, Laura, you're a trifle ambivalent about going back there.
Well, you know, it's funny. I have a lot of family there, and I get to spend a lot of time down there. So while I have, you know, spent 20 years in New York, I still have kind of strong roots there and kind of sort of the best of both worlds, you know, get to experience the music community down there and a lot of music friends. But still live in New York, so.
But you never thought of going back?
Actually, I did think about it a few years ago, but, you know, I had some sort of strong connections in the New York area, the radio thrift shop on WFMU, and I couldn't replicate those experiences exactly down in Nashville at that time, so I felt like it was the right thing to do to stay.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for this new album, first of all. Really nice to have it, and thanks a lot for coming in and playing live for us.
Well, David, always a pleasure, really. It's great to see the new XPN Beautiful Studios as well. It's a real pleasure to get to come do this.
Thanks a lot again to Laura. Laura Cantrell, our guest, and we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.
That album, Humming by the Flowered Vine by Laura Cantrell, is available at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.